السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, also our sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, as I have mentioned many, many times, that the fragrance and the flavor of this majlis and this program is different from that of others. This I have explained many times, and I will go on explaining, because sometimes people can have a misunderstanding that how will the problems of the Ummah be resolved or solved if we are not going to discuss all the other issues. So indeed there is a place for all other issues, and it should be discussed. There are different platforms for that, and in our different programs we discuss different things. When the time for Qurbani comes, we discuss Qurbani. Time for Ramadan comes, we discuss fasting, the virtues of fasting, taqwa. When the time for Hajj comes, then we discuss something about Hajj. So this majlis is a special majlis which I call the majlis of Tawbah. And that is the real purpose and objective of this majlis, that we make sincere Tawbah from our sins, because that is what is blocking our progress. People are always talking about something blocking my risk and sustenance, something blocking my business, and something blocking my home, and something blocking my life. And then they run from people to people, Taweez Wala to Taweez Wala, try half a dozen different Taweezes to remove this block. But nothing is removed, because that block, the major cause of that is our sins. There can be other reasons, and there have been other reasons, and there will be other reasons. The pious and the righteous can also go through a state of qabz in their lives, where there is a bit of a tightening. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes away their bounties and ni'mats, not as an azab and a punishment, but to test their mettle. In Uhud, look at the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Look at Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. How much of test and trial came upon them. But they stayed firm and steadfast. There was no question of wavering. There was no question of any weakness. Unfortunately today, a little bit of test and the first victim is our iman. A little bit of test and the person writes, or he will say, I made dua, I made namaz, I did this, I did that. Then why this difficulty? Why this hardship? Why this pain and suffering? So the biggest lesson of this Rabiul Awwal is this, that look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion, and see what kinds of tests and trials came upon them, what difficulties they had to surmount, what kind of obstacles they had to face, what kind of powerful opposition they had to face, what kind of military might and strength they had to face as an opposition. But did any sahabi say, He said, I am tired of Islam, na'uzu billah. I want to commit suicide because how can we continue like this? This torture is unbearable, so therefore I rather put a rope round my neck and hang myself. Did any one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do that? They were desirous of shahadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was desirous of shahadat. فَوَدِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself desired. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got four categories in the Quran Sharif. Nabiyyin, Siddiqeen, Shuhada and Salihin. So they will have to be with the Shuhada also present in all times. Allah ta'ala will take a few people as Shuhada. So it does come on others also, on the pious and righteous, some kind of test and trial. But I'm talking about people like us, that we are finding a block. Every time we say there's a block, Maulana proposals are coming, but after that they don't come back. Or they come, they see, and they don't come back. There's a block. My business was flourishing, now there's a block. In my home, there's a block. Everywhere there's a block. So remove those blocks with sincere tawbah and istighfar. Have yaqeen that this istighfar and tawbah makes you reach that same stage of the muttaqeen. The very, very pious and muttaqi people. We can't reach their stages with our ibadah, zikr, tilawat. Then at least we make our namaz, keep our fast, do the right things, fulfill the rights of people, don't steal, don't cheat, don't commit adultery and fornication. Now all these things, are they necessary in life? Can a person say that, no, I have to steal, I have to commit fornication, I have to watch all the dirt on the TV screen, I have to be glued to all the filthy films and the porn sites, I have to read those filthy magazines, I have to do this, I have to do that. Is there a necessity of life? Is there a need of life? So all those things which are causing the block, because who is the one that sends down the conditions? It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many times I have given the example that if a candidate is sitting in the examination room and the examiner is passing by and he asks the candidate, what's your problem? Why you seem to be bogged down? As we say, why are you blocked? What is bogging you down? Why are you not making any progress? You are just on the first page still. So he says, the paper is very difficult. So the examiner says, all right then, due to my compassion and love for you and generosity, now you put your hand into my hand and I will write the answers for you. Now the one who set the exam, if he writes the answers, will there be any difficulty? Allah Ta'ala is sending the questions, Allah Ta'ala is sending the tests. And you turn towards him and say, oh Allah, I am extremely weak. Forgive my sins. I pledge not to return to those sins. And if it's the rights of people that I have trampled, I will fulfill those rights. If it's money is owing to people, I will go back to them and pay them, or at least ask them for extension of time, or arrange, make some settlement, do something, but I will approach them. The rights of wives and children, whatever it is, I will try and fulfill that. My namaz, roza, zakat, whatever is qaza, I will try and fulfill that. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change the condition of the person. ND107842. You're blocking somebody. ND107842. Please remove your phone. 107842. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is prepared to listen and is listening at all times. There is no such thing as no connection now, running out of time, card expired, there's no signal, nothing like that. 24 hours out of every 24 hours, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is listening. So therefore I say that this majlis has got a special fragrance in that respect, that it is a majlis of tawbah. So we have a little bit of Naat Sharif, some zikrullah, and we make dua. But that is the whole objective. To stir our hearts, to try and purify these hearts. It is that boost that is given. But after that, we have to work ourselves. If a car, the battery has gone down, it's gone flat. So another car battery is brought, and the booster cables are connected. And after the connection has been made, after the connection of those booster cables has been made, when there is a start on the one car engine. Then the other one is boosted. But then what does the driver do? Does he remain seated after that? After the battery is boosted, now he says, well, my battery is boosted, so therefore I'm not going to make any move at all now. I'll stay in this place. Then his battery is going to go flat again. He will have to now drive. They will say, rave, move it. So like that, the boost is given, but after that we have to make the effort ourselves. We ourselves, we find sometimes our batteries need a charge. Therefore we go to our mashayikh, our pious and righteous elders, our shaykh and murshid. A little while we spend in their company, we find the battery is recharging. Nigahe wali ki ye taaseer dekhi, badalte hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Put your heart close to the heart of those people whose hearts are lit up with the flame and the fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then see how your heart also lights up. It's not just body, a physical body that has to be close. There are lots of people who are physically close, but their hearts are not close. Their hearts, one, the heart of the Shaykh and Murshid and those awliya is facing east, they are facing west. That means they haven't made a commitment to change. So then all their life they can be physically close, but they'll never change. So there is a need for putting the heart to the heart. Then see what happens. Mujhe sehla ho gayi manzile, ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Mujhe sehla ho gayi manzile, ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Tera haath haath mein aa laga, to chiraagh raah ke jal gaye. In any case, we return from Madina Sharif. So tonight we'll read, hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye. Before going, it was, rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki jaane ko jaye. And it's the month of Rabiul Awwal also, Naat Sharif. Increases the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of Madina Sharif is actually the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why else do we want to go to Madina Sharif? Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye? Qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye? قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. Oh Allah, why did we ever return from Madina Sharif? The restless heart which was finding sukoon in Madina Sharif, where else is it going to find that kind of sukoon? For the restless heart, there is no better place than Madina Sharif. The qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. This heart was restless. We can't seem to find tranquility, peace, serenity. The qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Upon return, it seems like we left behind that sukoon of the heart there. Therefore, he says, dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. I have left my heart in Madina Sharif, and as if I have left my body also in Madina Sharif. And as if it's only my shadow that is here. Kam usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye? Qalb hayran ki taski wahin reh gayi. Dil wahin reh gaya, jaan wahin reh gayi. خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہی رہ. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر. یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی. How I miss the mornings of Madina Sharif. How I miss the evenings of Madina Sharif. When the person is going early morning for Tahajjud Salat, after the Tahajjud Azan, or even before that, people are waiting at the doors. But with Allah Ta'ala's fazal and karam, now it's open all night. So when the person is heading for the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what sukoon, what peace, what tranquility. Seems that the angels have put their wings over everyone that is now heading in that direction. Ho sukoon hai dilo jaan wo rooh hone laga. Ye unhi ka karam hai, unhi ki ata. It's the karam and fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is the ihsan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam upon the ummah. Otherwise a person is not blessed with these opportunities. However, repeatedly I have mentioned that those people who do not have the means to go there, they cannot make the trip, they cannot visit Madina Sharif, but their heart is desirous of being there. Then they are with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though they may be thousands of miles away. And the person who is there, but he is not obeying Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right there in Madina Sharif, he is shaving his beard, something that really caused such annoyance to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that even when he saw the kuffar with the shaven beard, he turned his face away. That was the kind of anger Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam expressed. But what do we do right there also? We are not prepared to obey Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or to make him happy and pleased. اگر داڑھی کے رکھ لینے سے چہرہ بدنما ہوتا تو پھر داڑھی میرے سرکار کی سنت نہیں ہوتی. If only a beard was going to make a person look ugly, then it would have never been the sunnat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the day of Qiyamah, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to catch us like that and say that what wrong did you find in my face that you kept your faces like those who were my enemies, what would he say? Given the example that we go to the parks, there are notices, they don't pluck any flower here, don't cut any leaf here, don't do this, don't do that. Because it's a municipal garden, so you're not allowed to remove any plant from there. There are regulations governing that garden. This is the garden of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are regulations governing it. It must be one fist length. There's no special designs, one fist length. It does not make a person a waliullah if you just keep a beard. That is the misunderstanding that we have, and that is why we make a lot of objection or criticism. That does beard make you very pious and righteous? Definitely not. Not only the beard, all the other things have to come with it. But if the person is doing one wrong, then he does not have to do two wrongs. He must make tawbah from both wrongs. So we must not look down upon anyone that does not have a beard, but we must encourage them. This is not all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Everyone had a beard. All the Sahabas had beard. All the Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in, all the Mashayikh. So what is the difficulty in us keeping our beard? How long are we going to please our wives and please our girlfriends and please our enemies? And please our bosses. There are so many incidents that are coming to mind, but this majlis is not for that. Therefore I proceed further, but what I am informing you of is that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses with the opportunity of going to Madina Sharif, then make up your minds, whoever is listening and wherever this voice will go through the radio stations and other, and internet and others, wherever it's reaching, that don't hurt the sensitive heart of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the purpose? The person is standing there, and when he comes back, if somebody has to ask him, how was the trip? When I came back this time at the airport, some brothers asked, how was the trip? I said, the trip was most beautiful, most fulfilling, the most wonderful experience of my life I had in this trip. It was as if from the Rauza Mubarak, from the Riyazul Jannah to the Rauza Mubarak, back to the Riyazul Jannah, where the Ashabu Suffa used to sit, with the Tahajjud place by the feet side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every way it was like empty and it was so beautiful, so beautiful. But is that sufficient that we say that I enjoyed? That is not sufficient, because every person who goes there will come back and say, I really enjoyed it, it was really beautiful, it was really wonderful. But was our host Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy with our being there? That is what we have to see. If a person has got guests and the host is very large hearted and he says, there's the key of the house, the fridge is also packed to capacity, there's juices in there, there's custard in there, and there's everything in there. And all the shelves are also packed with all the biscuits and delicacies. And you can use my bedroom and my lounge, and you can use the kitchen, and you can do everything. You can use everything. The next couple of days, as long as you stay, nobody is going to disturb you here. And then the host goes away. After some time, when the host comes, the guests are gone from there, they handed the key and went away. When the host looks at the house, finds it in a terrible, terrible condition. The children have destroyed or damaged the furniture. They have broken some ornaments. And some people, they even bring those little babies to do their potty training in the house of the host, because their house might get dirty, so the house of the host is better. So they did that also there. And there was so much of mess that they made. And those women that were there who used the kitchen after the baking and cooking, they left everything in the sink, dirty, filthy. The toilets were in a terrible condition. Now when those guests left from there and they went back home, when the friends asked, how was the holiday? What a fantastic holiday. Most beautiful. What, how we enjoyed ourselves. And we used that house which was so comfortable, so spacious and so wonderful. So now he's going to brag about how he enjoyed. But was the host happy? Did we please the host? When the host saw that condition, what was the condition of the heart of the host? So when we are in Madina Sharif, if we're watching the TV and the movies, even in the rooms there, we're watching all the filthy pictures, even in those magazines there, the newspapers, some of the pictures that come in there, we still leave them in our rooms, if they're for some need or necessity, the person read the paper. But now those pictures are still there in the rooms in Madina Sharif. Our cell phones, the very first day upon arrival, just near the Rauza Mubarak, and the person has got some Hindi music going loud while he's in namaz, Hindi music in his cell phone. And I was just walking towards the Rauza Mubarak. So the host, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will he be pleased with this person's coming? Will this person get the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or will he get the anger and annoyance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So if we make a little bit of himmat, if Allah ta'ala takes it, to put these things right, otherwise it will be just empty, going and coming, nothing. We'll just brag, I made so many hajj and so much of umrahs.
Allah, Allah, wahan ka durood o salam. Allah, Allah, wahan ka sujood o qiyam. Allah, Allah, wahan ka wo kaife dawam. وہ صلات سکون آفری رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی.
What kind of enjoyment the person gets when he's reading Durood and Salaam right there at the Rauza Mubarak. I was telling one friend of mine that at home, when the muazzin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, then we repeat after him, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Sitting there at the lakeside of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or right in front there, when the person is, or from where he can see the Rauza Mubarak, then there when the muazzin says, Ashhadu anna, then after anna we say, Muhammadar Rasulullah. What feeling you get when you say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is here, just here, 1-2 meters away, he is your Rasul. He is our Rasul. He is Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah. We have believed in him as the Rasul of Allah. And he is here, just 2 meters away. When we are saying Salat and Salam, when we are reading Durood Sharif from here, we believe the angels carry it there. And when we are reading it there, we say, right here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is listening to the Durood and the Salam. And he's responding to it. What a great ni'mat. So therefore it says, Allah, Allah, wahan ka Durood wa Salam. From home it's different and from there it is different. Wahan ka sujood wa qiyam. The namaz in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The namaz in the Riyazul Jannah, the namaz in other places of the masjid. وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام,
جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی, جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی, جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر, وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہی رہ گئی, دل وہی رہ گیا جا وہی رہ گئی, ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبھی رہ گئی. بڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب, ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب, برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی, بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہی رہ گئی.
You have to explain all these things in detail. We can sit all night, we will not finish. Therefore we move on and we conclude with a
زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر, زندگانی کاش, زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر, کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر.
Now it is composed by بہزاد, so therefore it's got his name, but now we say your name there.
زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر, یونس آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر, اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر, یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکی وہی رہ گئی.
All the desires of my heart have been fulfilled. But there was one desire that was deep down in my heart, and that is not to return from there and to remain there forever and ever. He says, every other desire has been fulfilled, if one desire still remains. So therefore we make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills this desire also. Allah ta'ala only knows who is going to die and where he is going to die and when he is going to die. But at least if we have the tamanna in the heart, then who knows that we also come in that list of those people who are blessed with burial day in Medina. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is unlimited. You must express the desire. And there must be a sincere desire to settle there with Ikram. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Take us all to the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And fill our hearts with the noor and with the tajalliyat that is there. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with us and make Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also pleased with us.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allah 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 اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah ہواؤ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او ماي بيلوفد الله ماي رحيم الله ماي كريم الله ماي موست فورجيفينج الله موست فورجيفينج الله موست فورجيفينج الله موست مرسيفول الله موست مرسيفول الله Most merciful Allah. Oh, my most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. 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 We have raised our begging bowl before you. My beloved Allah. After Naat Sharif, Durood Sharif, Zikrullah, we have raised our begging bowl before you. You dearly love those who turn towards you. You love those who seek forgiveness of their sins. You love those, my beloved Allah, who return to you. My beloved Allah, we are therefore extending these begging bowls. You have attached these bowls to our bodies so that we can extend them any part of the day or night. My beloved Allah, you are listening to us this very moment. You are watching us this very moment. We haven't raised our hands before some idol that cannot see us, listen to us, help us in any way. We have raised our hands before you, my beloved Allah. You are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. You are our Sustainer, my beloved Allah. We indeed acknowledge we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. You have blessed us with sight. How much of our sight we use for your disobedience. How much of our speech for your disobedience. How much of our hearing for your disobedience. How much of our hands and feet and our wealth and our homes and our cars for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, if there had been any other Allah besides you, who is most compassionate, most merciful, most forgiving, you would have destroyed us by now. You would have sent the gale force winds against us. You would have sent the tsunamis against us. You would have shaken the earth beneath our feet. But my beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. Ah, mere maula, tujh jaisa pyara khuda, aur hum itni nafarmani kar, teri hi nematon ki kha kha karke teri hi nafarmani, ab to hume maaf kar de. Forgive us, my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. If you are not going to make a decision of forgiveness for us this night, my Allah, when else are we going to get forgiveness? Ya Allah, we need forgiveness. We know that the moment we get forgiveness of our sins, our conditions will change. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my Allah.
We are only fooling ourselves if we think that no one is watching us when we are engaging in sins in the darkness of nights. Ya Allah, at that time also you are watching us and you have the power to pull the carpet from under us. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that you are watching. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. When you are hiding and committing sins from people, someone is watching you from above. Let that become the realization of our heart. Make us conscious of the fact, my beloved Allah, that you are watching every movement of ours and listening to every word that we speak. And you are well aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. But my beloved Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are therefore asking you for forgiveness for ourselves. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly loved his ummah, my beloved Allah. How much of sacrifices he made for this ummah. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was stoned in Taif. His shoes mubarak were filled with his mubarak blood. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's teeth were shattered in Uhud. Stones were thrown at him, my beloved Allah. The pins of the helmet penetrated his jaws. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam bleeds profusely and falls down unconscious. My beloved Allah, 3 solid years of ostracism and boycott. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif. Abu Jahl orders his companions to find some intestine of some camel or animal and place on the back of my beloved Pak, pure. Where Allah, his daughter Fatima, who was at that time 5 or 6 years of age, she comes and removes the intestine. The enemies laugh. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tolerates everything for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, that Nabi who had so much of love for us, that he stood whole night in prayer for us. He cried so much for us in Hajjatul Wida, when he is informed that ummah for whom you were bleeding so much, the ummah for whom you suffered so much, the ummah for whom you were stoned, the ummah for whom you were ostracized and boycotted. That ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, popping drugs in their mouth, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, filthy films, videos, movies, filthy music on the cell phones, even in the Haram Sharif. Few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif and few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak in the hotel rooms, filthy films, filthy magazines. My beloved Allah, what kind of pain we are causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life that is gone, the life that remains, we don't know how much is left. Daily before our eyes we are hearing and we are seeing how people suddenly depart from this world. Young, fit, healthy person, everything going for the person. Good car, good home, every kind of luxury. And suddenly the person is gone. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi malu. Aur usme tausi bhi hai ghair mumkin aur miyad uski nahi malu. We don't know what is the duration of the time of this visa of life. My beloved Allah, whatever life remains, let us be steadfast on thee. Make us your beloved, my Allah. Change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Bless us all with contentment, with peace, with happiness, with satisfaction in our lives. Bless us all with your closeness, with your marifat, with yaqeen, with tawakkul and trust in you. My beloved Allah, bless us with prosperity, with happiness. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us with unity, my beloved Allah. Unity in our homes and unity in the society, unity in the families and unity in the ummah. My beloved Allah, distance us from haram. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us not do those things that cause annoyance and the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, the ummah is suffering around the globe, especially in Palestine, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq. My beloved Allah, Sudan, Somalia, which part of the world the ummah is not going through tests and trials? Ya Rahim, remove the tests and the trials of the ummah. Help and assist the mujahideen of Islam. Give hidayat, my beloved Allah, to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with iman and Islam. Bless them with iman and Islam. But if they have become obstinate and made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, the torture, the suppression, the oppression and tyranny. Then, my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause divisions amongst their ranks. Cause the ships to sink and the planes to crash. My beloved Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Pe apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Pe apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں If someone has to ask me, what is this you are asking all the time? I will say, I am asking my Allah to become mine and to make me His. For if He is mine, then the kingdoms are mine. And if He is not mine, then nothing is mine. My children will not be mine. My business will not give barakat. My home will not give comfort. But if Allah is mine, then everything is mine. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, Allah, Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma, ijtemaat ko qubool farma, gasht taleem ko qubool farma. Jo tere raah mein phir rahe hain, unki hifazat farma. یا اللہ مدارس مساجد خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما تمام دینی انجمنوں کی حفاظت فرما ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Oh my beloved Allah, let us leave this world in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. We know that we are not deserving, but what is it that we are deserving of? You have blessed us with Islam and Iman without us deserving. Ya Allah, bless us with death of Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کو یہ اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا یا اللہ a small piece of land a small piece my beloved Allah so that our bodies can become the patch of the ground, the graveyard of Madhira Shakti. If it is not esteemed there, wherever it may be, that it be esteemed, that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us who are sick and ailing. Bless us with complete shifa from all spiritual sicknesses and physical ailments. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat al-Islam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and ummah of Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the good wishes and the good desires of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and good tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their suffering, their pain, their difficulties and hardship. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.